Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm pretty sure I'm Jim Blasingame. Sometimes I get confused, and I forget who I am, and I certainly sometimes say the wrong name. Earlier, I introduced our good friend Chad Moutre as my previous guest, and of course, he doesn't know Ramon Ray, so he probably didn't know that was kind of a compliment. But anyway, you know, folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. Chad Moutre, or as I call him, Chad Meister. Hey, Chad, welcome back. I took it
as a compliment.
I know you did. You rolled with it, and I appreciate that. As you know, Chad, we've been laughing at each other for a long time. 17 years. We've been laughing at each other. Hey, Chad, thank you for being here. Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. I got that right, Chad. I got that part right, in the website. So we're talking about manufacturing, and Chad, one of the things I want to talk about supply chain in a minute, but one of the things we have to talk about is housing, construction, the construction work. You and I have got to believe that with the success of remote working in this experiment that we've just come through, you know, we can actually start calling it a remote working experiment, a forced experiment that we wouldn't have done otherwise. It's revealed the fact that our technology and our people are capable of being productive working remotely. That's going to change the landscape of manufacturing, especially with the area of commercial. What do you think?
I've heard that there's a lot of commercial real estate individuals who are really worried that they think that this whole pandemic could take out 20% of the market for office space. the virtue of the fact that we're all working from home now, right? And many of us are going to get used to working from home. And you've actually had some pretty big companies say that you can, you know, giving people the option of, hey, you can work from home forever now if you want.
I've had two international CEOs say things like that. One of them said to me, he's got offices in New York and San Francisco. He said, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million in rent.
Yeah. And so, you know, the irony of that is that a lot of companies have moved to density, right? Just have as much density as you can in your office space to get, you know, more efficiency. And I think now the push is going to be the opposite, right? How can you make sure that there's enough social distancing in your workplace? And I think working from home helps them accomplish that. And so I do think on the commercial side, like I said, it's going to radically change things. On the residential side, I mean, we have historically low interest rates now, mortgage rates again. We really haven't seen much in the last month or so in terms of activity, largely because people were staying at home, et cetera. But I do think that, you know, there's a lot of optimism in the market that the housing market will bounce back in the second half of this year, given where mortgage rates are.
Not till the job. That won't happen until the jobs come back, though.
That's right. You said that just where I went. It's not going to be where it was in January and February, though, because the unemployment rate is going to be so high. So that's going to be a
Do you see the government? Do you see the government getting involved and contributing to mortgage availability rates? I hope they don't change their underwriting, because we know what that movie looks like. But I could see them getting involved and making rates more attractive and subsidizing that maybe a little bit. Do you see that happening?
Well, I can't imagine that they would do any more than the Fed's already doing. I mean, Fed's pretty much throwing the kitchen sink at the markets right now in terms of, you know, not only are they going out and keeping interest rates essentially zero, I don't see them raising rates at all over the next year.
Well, I guess I was thinking how all that manifests as mortgage rates.
Well, the size of the balance sheet also has ballooned to at least $7 trillion now.
Wow.
And they're buying mortgage-backed securities as well as Treasury securities. So that's going to help also keep a lid on interest rates.
We were wringing our hands like at $4.5 trillion, weren't we? And now it's $7
trillion. Well, that number is going to go up to probably $10
trillion
by the late summer. Keep in mind that, as you know, the Fed is also doing its Main Street Lending Program, which is going to start in June.
yep.
where they're going to go out and lend money. And we talked about this, I think, in one of our previous
Section 13.3 allows it, the Federal Reserve Act.
Yeah, so the size of the balance sheet is going to continue to get larger. So, as I said, I don't think I agree with you. I don't think that they should loosen standards on mortgages. I think we've, as you said, we've already played that.
Underwriting doesn't need to change, but availability—that's another thing.
Yeah.
I want to move over and talk about supply chain, and then we might even get into continue it into the next segment. I think the biggest paradigm shift for manufacturing. And even for capital allocation, including Wall Street, especially Wall Street, is going to come in the reshoring of manufacturing. And I'm not even going to say in the United States. I'm going to say into the Western Hemisphere. So we don't have to cross an ocean to get the goods that we need, at least having a plan B in this hemisphere. What do you think?
I agree, and I think that this pandemic has really forced everyone to reevaluate the supply chain. I mean, just look at the major disruptions we had early on with China and Korea and a bunch of other places. And then as you move into you know, with the current outbreak, people are just looking at, okay, how can I make sure that there's duplication of where I'm buying the product, mm-hmm. my product sourcing from? Making sure I'm not as reliant on non-U.S. sources when it comes to some other, you know,
right.
Products. So I do think people are going to be relying on, okay, how can I go out and reevaluate where I'm getting the products I'm getting it from? And I think the other thing is, from a U.S. policy perspective, we need to make sure that we can get as much of that production in the U.S. as we
That's
can,
right.
and not all
for
of it
our own for national security. Chad, hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask Chad to look into the future for us. He's got a crystal ball. I've seen it. And also a little bit about making sure Wall Street gets what we just talked about the redundancy. Wall Street has to go work with us on this. Tintail, right back with Chad Moutre. He's with the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.